Today's shiur is Masechta Yuma Daf Chaf Dalet, and we will begin on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, approximately 10 lines from the bottom. Yesterday we had a machloikis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan if Trumas Hadeshin is an Avoida. Says the Gemara, Nemekatatanoi. Perhaps this question, if Trumas Hadeshin is indeed an Avoida or not, is a Machloikis Tanoi. Because the Pasuk says, V'lovash HaKoyin Midei Bad, U'mechnasei Bad Yilbash Al-Basari. When describing what the Kohen Gadol should wear. And as the Gemara will now point out, that the second time the Torah uses the word Yilbash seems to be superfluous, because the pasuk began with the words V'lovash HaKohen, the Kohen should put on these garments. Matam Eloyme Yilbash. So what do I know, what I learn from the word Yilbash? Lahavi Mitznefes V'avneit Laharoma. It comes to teach us that not only should the michnasayim, the pants, and the ksoinis, the shirt, be worn for the haramas hadashin, but all four begadim, the tznefes and avnet, should also be worn for the trumas hadashin, because obviously Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yochanan that the trumas hadashin is an avoida. And therefore, since it's an avoida, it requires all four big day kahuna to be worn. Reb Dosa, on the other hand, uses the pasuk to teach us a different din. The rabbis, big day kohen gadol b'yom kippurim, that the clothing that the kohen gadol wore on Yom Kippurim, which everyone agrees may not be worn ever again by the kohen gadol. However, Reb Dosa says Shiksherim LeKohen Hedyot, a Kohen Hedyot may wear them, because it's only a Kohen Gadol who may not wear it. A Kohen Hedyot may wear it. Amar Rebbe. So Rebbe says to Reb Dosa, Che Tshuvas B'Dover. There are two reasons why I don't agree with you. Chada. Firstly, Davneta Shai Kohen Gadol Loza Avneta Shai Kohen Hedyot. The belt worn by the Kohen Gadol is not the same belt worn by the Kohen Hedyot. The belt worn by the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur was made out of pure linen, whereas the belt worn by the Kohen Hedyot, according to Rebbe, was made out of a mixture of wool and linen. So you can't say, says Rebbe, that I'm going to take that belt that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur and use it for the Kohen Hedyot all year round, because the Kohen Hedyot can't use that belt. It's a different type of material from what he needs his belt to be made out of. Void, and another reason why I don't agree with you, says Rebbe Treb Dosa, Begodim, Shnishtamsht Behem, Kedusha Chamura, clothing which were used for Avoida on Yom Kippurim, which is the highest level of Avoida, Tishtamsht Behem, Kedusha Kala, should be used for a lower Kedusha, for regular Kohen's Avoida. El ma tam aloy me yibash. What do I learn from the word yibash? L'rohabayis es ashokim. It comes to include that clothing that was worn out, big day kuhuna that were worn out, may be used for the kahanim. Rashi says it's strictly clothing that were rubbed out, that are old, but clothing that are torn certainly may not be used for big day for a kohen. The Rishonim point out that our old clothing is a clothing that's over a year old. So the Netziv explains what is the basis of the machloikis between Reb Dosa and Reb Yehuda and Rebbe. Reb Dosa holds that if these clothing to no longer be used by Kohen Gadol, they should not go to waste, rather they should be worn by Kohen Hedyot. And Rebbe holds that once it came to this high level of Kedusha, that it was used by the Kohen Gadol, it may not be used by Kohen Hagit. We had mentioned earlier in our Shiurim the Shita of the Taz. The Taz holds that even though we hold Malam B'Kodesh for Lema Reading, we're not allowed to lessen something that was used for a higher level of Kedusha, if the item is no longer usable for its original higher level of Kedusha, then the Taz says that everybody would agree it could be used for a lower level. The example given was an Aron Kodesh, an ark used for the Sifrei Torah, which may not be used for regular Sfarim. However, the Taz said, if the Aron Kodesh, for whatever reason, is no longer usable for Sifrei Torah, then it may be used for regular Sfarim. So asked the Tvua Shor on the Taz, Al Gemara Rebbe is saying that the clothing that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur may not be used for Kohen Hagit. Even though, as we explained, everyone agrees that those garments can no longer be used for the Kohen Gadol. So it should be like the situation of the Taz, where the Taz says if it's no longer usable for its original use, we don't say the concept of Malam B'Kodesh for Lema Reading. So the Shevet Levi explains that when does the Taz say his din? The Taz says it on something which is a Tashmish Kedusha, not something which is inherently Kadosh. It's used for something Kadosh, like the example we gave, an Aron Kodesh, which is used to hold Sefer Torah, now can be used to hold Sfarim. But something with it itself is inherently Kadosh. It's a guf the Kedusha. It's inherently Kadosh. There the Taz will agree that we always say the concept Amalm Kodesh for Lema Reading. And therefore, the Taz will understand that since the Big Day Kahuna, which are under discussion in our Gemara, are guf for the Kedusha, that's why Rebbe could say the concept of Amalm Kodesh for Lema Reading. So before the Gemara goes to prove what we've tried to begin at this year, that the machlokes of Reb Taisa and Rebbe is perhaps the machlokes of Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the Gemara speaks for a moment about the Big Day Kahuna. In fact, on Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol wore, what should be done with them. In fact, some Rishonim have the next lines, not even in our Gemara, because that's not the sugya that we're actually going to be discussing today. The Nicham Sham, regarding the Big Day Kahuna that were worn on Yom Kippur, the Torah says they should be put there. Melamed Shetunim Geniza. They have to be permanently buried, because according to Rebbe, they have no use. That's Rebbe Shita. Reb Dais Omer, Ruin El Kohen Hagit. The Kohen Gadol may never wear it. A Kohen Hagit may. Matam Eloim V'Nicham Sham. Actually, what do we learn from the words V'Nicham Sham? The Kohen Gadol should not use them ever again, even not for another Yom Kippur. Now we go back to the Machloikis. My laugh, Balkamifki, the Machloikis of Rebbe and Reb Doisa. The Rebbe said that I use the word Yilbash to teach us that all four Big Day Kahuna are worn for the Trumas Hadeshen. And Reb Doisa says that I use it to teach me about the Big Day Kohen Gadol if they can be worn by Kohen Hagit. What is their machloikis based on? The Mass of Avodah, Rebbe holds that the Pasuk is teaching us that Trumas Hadeshen is a full-fledged Avodah, and therefore you have to wear all four Big Day Kahuna. Or Mass of Reb Dais, who doesn't use that Pasuk for that purpose. Why? Because he holds Lav Avodah, because Trumas Hadeshen, according to Reb Dais, is not a full-fledged Avodah. Says the Gemara Loi, we don't necessarily have to connect the machloikis of Reb Dais and Rebbe to the machloikis of Reish Lakish Reb Yochanan. Because the Kula Alma Avodah, everybody can agree with Reb Yochanan that Trumas Hadeshen is an Avodah. What is the machloikis? The machloikis is the mass of its Tzricha Kruya L'Rabuy. Reb Yehuda holds that we need an explicit posik to say that you should wear the Avnet and the Mitznefes for the Trumas Hadeshen, since the Pasuk only mentioned the Ksoinus and Mechnasayim. If I don't have another Pasuk to teach us that the Avnet and the Mitznefes have to be worn, I would not know that they have to be worn. Or Masover, whereas Reb Dais holds, Leitzar Kroiler Buyi, I don't need a Pasuk to include it, because the fact that the Torah already mentions these two begodim, the mechnasayim and the ksinus, indicates that not only those two begodim were worn, but actually all the begodim kuna have to be worn for Trumas Hadeshen. So as we continue discussing the Trumas Hadeshen, Boy Rav Oven, Trumas Hadeshen Bekama, how much ash has to actually be separated? Says the Gemara, Metrumas Meiser Yopin Allah. Do we learn it from the Truma of Meiser, which means 10%? Oy Metrumas Midyan Yopin Allah, or perhaps we learn it what was taken from the spoils of Midyan, as the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael after they had the war in Midyan and they took spoils. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them to take all the spoils should be divided in half. Half should go to the soldiers and half should go to the rest of the people. And Moshe Rabbeinu said that from the portion that went to the soldiers, 1/500 should be given to Hegdash. And from the part that went to the people, 1/50 should be given to Hegdash. There's actually a machloikus rishonim that when the Gemara here is teaching us or questioning that we should learn Trumas Hadeshen from Trumas Midyan, what does the Gemara mean by saying that we should learn from Trumas Midyan? Should we learn from the portion that the soldiers had to give? That's the way Rashi learns, which meant a 1/500. Or do we learn from the portion that the population had to give, which is a 1/50? Tosfos asks that why doesn't the Gemara consider that we should use the regular truma? We know that one of the matnes kahuna, one of the things that have to be given to the kohen, is truma from all produce. Why doesn't the Gemara use that as a question or as a possible source of how much has to be given from the Trumas Hadeshen? So Tosfos answers, since by the Trumas Hadeshen the Torah uses the word Vaharim, and that's a word that's used by Trumas Meiser, and that's a word that's used by Trumas Midyan, that's why the Gemara considered these as possible sources of how much has to be given. But given that the Torah doesn't use that word of Vaharim by Truma, so the Gemara never considered Truma as a possibility of a source of how much ash has to be given. Toshma, so the Gemara answers the question, the Tani Reb Chia, Nem Mekan Vaharim, regarding the Truma Sedeshin, the Torah uses the word Vaharim, V'nam Melahalan, regarding the Koimitz, the fistful that has to be taken off from the Karmim Mincha, the Torah also uses the word Vaharim. Ma'alahalan, just like over there, a Kumtzai, a Kaimitz is removed. Afkan, how much ash has to be removed? A Kumtzai, a fistful. And the Menachem Esh of Nefesh makes an interesting observation. He says, usually when the Gemara has a Shaila, has one of two possibilities, then the Gemara tries to bring a proof from which of the two possibilities is correct. He says over here, the Gemara's question was, perhaps we should learn from Trumas Maisa, or perhaps we should learn from Trumas Midyan, and then the Gemara at the end learns from neither, rather the Gemara learns from Karban Mincha. But Rashi says, even though we're learning from Karban Mincha, and by Karban Mincha, the halacha is that we have to take off a koimitz, a fistful. That's the same by Trumas Hadeshen. A fistful has to be separated. However, says Rashi, by Karban Mincha, we have to take off exactly a fistful. And here, we don't have to take off an exactly a fistful. If we want, we could take off more than a fistful. And the Ritva explains why. The Ritva says that since by Karban Mincha, the Kohen uses his hands to separate the koimitz, so he takes off exactly a fistful. Here he can't use his hands because perhaps the coals still have a live coal in them and it's very hot, he's going to burn himself. So therefore, says the Ritva, he used a shovel, And if he used the shovel, he may end up, he may take more than the actual kaimitz. Ask the Rishash that even if he's using a shovel, we don't allow him to use a shovel because we don't want him, chas v'shalom, to burn himself. Why is the halacha, asks the Ritva, that he should use, we should make shovel that will exactly fit the size of the kohen's hand, and then we'll have an exact kohen's. So I saw two terutzim to that question. One is a practical terutz. Every kohen's hand is a different size. To start having fistfuls, to start having shovels of different sizes was impractical. So that's why we're allowed to use more than a fistful. We could just estimate how much is approximately a fistful of ash. That's one teretz. Another teretz that I saw is as follows. Why is the halacha that by carbon mincha we could only use exactly a fistful? So the reason is because in a carbon mincha there are two parts. There's the kaimitz, the fistful of the carbon mincha, which is burnt on the mizbeach, and then there's the rest, which is called the shirayim, which is eaten by the kohanim in most carbon minchas. The shirayim has to be completely intact when the kaimitz is being burnt. So therefore, if we take more than the necessary kaimitz to be burnt on the mizbeach, we're in a situation where the shirayim is not completely intact, and the Karban Mincha will therefore be disqualified. Therefore, we have to be careful to take only exactly the kaimitz, no more. However, by the Trumas Hadeshin, there is no din that the Trumas Hadeshin has to be put next to the keves, and the rest of the ash has to remain completely intact. There's no such a din. On the contrary, we've learned and we'll still speak about Hatzos Hadeshin, that the rest of the ash is removed or not removed. And therefore, since there is no concept that the rest of the ash has to be exactly intact, so even if we take more than the necessary kaimitz, we have not done anything to disqualify this avoider, and that's why Rashi says we could take even more than a kaimitz. The Gemara now begins a sugya about a non-Kohen doing Avodah. The halacha is, and this is the way Rashi introduces us to the sugya, that a non-Kohen, a Zor, is not allowed to do the Avodah, any Avodah. However, as we will now learn, for certain Avodahs, if a non-Kohen does them, there's Rachman Lutzlan, Achiv, Misa B'dei Shemayim, and for other Avodahs, there is no such halacha. So identifies Rav. Omer Rav. Arba avoidus. There are four avoidus that Zor chayav aleihem misa. That a Zor, a non-kohen, is chayav misa b'dei shemayim if he does them. Zrika, which means throwing the blood. However, as the Rishonim explain, Zrika is not just throwing the blood. It's actually a general category which includes throwing the blood on the Mizbeach, or any act of throwing or sprinkling that the Torah requires to be done when a carbon is brought. The Sfas Emes asks that we know, we've spoken many times, that in many carbonas, more than one sprinkling of the blood has to take place. Sometimes it has to be two, sometimes it has to be four. What would be the halacha if only one of the number of zrikas were done by Yisrael? Will he be chayiv misa in such a situation or not? And the Sfas Emes says that it's a machlokes rishonim, and the Rambam, he says, holds that even if he did only one application, even in a situation where more than one application is required, there will be a chayiv misa. Haktara, burning. This also is a broad category that includes burning of any type that's required. Burning the Evorim, burning the Pedorim, burning Karban Mincha, burning Ketores. V'nisach Hamayim, V'nisach Hayayim, we know that when a Karban is brought, wine had to be bought and poured on the Mizbeach. Nisach Hamayim, pouring water. I'm sorry, we skipped the words Nisach Hamayim. Pouring the water, we know on Sukkot, on every day, water had to be poured on the Mizbeach. The Nisach Hayayin, and pouring wine, with all Kabbalah's wine had to be brought along. The Rishonim ask, why are Nisach Hamayim and Nisach Hayayin put into two separate categories? Why don't we just say Nisach? So a number of answers are given. The simplest answer is that Nisach Hamayim is not related to a carbon, whereas Nisach Hayayin is related to a carbon, because as we just said, Nisach Hayayin comes along with the Kabbanis. Or can be said this way: Nisach Hayayin is not even necessarily related to a carbon either, because the halacha is that a person could donate just that he wants to pour wine on the Mizbeach, and Nisach Hamayim certainly could be poured separately. So since they're separate chiyuvim and don't necessarily travel together, they're not put under one category. Another teretz is that Nisach Hayayin took place every day when the Kabbanis were brought. Nisach Hamayim took place only during Sukkot, so that's why they're not grouped together under one category. The Levi Omar, and Levi says, Af Trumas Hadeshen, that the Trumas Hadeshen that we've been discussing also is an avoider for which Azor is Chayiv Misa, the Kain Tani Levi Misnisa, and so the Levi teaches that a Braisa teaches us that Af Trumas Hadeshen, Azor is Chayiv Misa for. Ask the Gemara, my time of the Rav, what is the basis for Rav that he says that only these four avoiders, not Trumas Hadeshen? The Ksiv, because it says in the Pasuk, Va'ato v'necho itcha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Aaron, you and your sons, Tishmeras pranaschem, you should safeguard your kahuna, l'chol dvar mizbeach, regarding everything on the mizbeach, l'mbeis l'proiches v'avadatem, you should, inside the proiches, inside the Kadosh HaKadoshim, you should do your avoida, avoidas matana, ayah etenes mekunaschem, v'azor karav yumas, I have presented your kahuna as a service that is a gift, and a non-kohen who does the avoda is chayiv misa. So explains Rav, the pasuk teaches us avodas matana, that when is a zor chayiv if he did an avoda which involves an application, putting something on, v'lo avoda slilik, not removing something, and that's why Rav will exclude Trumas Hadeshen, because Trumas Hadeshen by definition is an avoda silik, we're taking ash off the Mizbeach. And he also learns Vavadatem teaches us avoda tama, something which is a final act, v'loy avoda shachri avoda, any avoda that is not the last step in that avoda will not be chayiv. And therefore, for example, Rashi teaches us that for shechita or slaughtering the animal, Kabbalah, receiving the blood, or Halacha, of the blood carrying the blood to the Mizbeach, there will not be a Chiv, if a Zohar does it, there will not be a Chiv Misa, because they are not the last stop, because from the blood has to be Nizrak, it has to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach. Actually, the Mefarshim asked Rashi that Shechita is Ksheira Bazar. So why does Rashi say that there's no chiv v'zar does the shechita? Because it's not the last stop, it's not the concluding avoida, it should be part, because a zar is allowed to do the shechita. So Mefarshim give two explanations of Rashi. Either it's talking about the shechita of the paraduma, which according to some Rishonim has to be, some Tanoim actually, has to be done by a kohen, or it's talking about the shechita of the kabbanos on Yom Kippur, which had to be done by the kohen. The Revi, that does include the dishun hamizbeach, the haramas hadeshen, even though it's avoid the siluk, says the Gemara. He says Rabbi Rachmana l'chol dvar mizbeach. Since the Torah adds the words l'chol dvar mizbeach, I use it to teach that even avoidas tiluk, azor is chayifu. So as We understand the Gemara now. Rav is teaching us, and Levi actually agrees to this, that the Torah excludes an avoid the siluk, an avoid which involves removing something from the Mizbeach, and also excludes an avoid the Shiesh Achrei Avoida, an avoid that is not a concluding avoida. Levi says that the Pasuk actually does teach us that, as Rav just explained, but he says there's a ribuy of L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach to include avoid the siluk. Ask Taisus. L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach, Levi is teaching us, is coming to include something. But why do I say, so we have an option. It could include avoid the siluk, or it could be marba, avoid the shiesh achrei avoida. Why, says, as Tosfos, does the Gemara say the Levi chooses to include avoid the siluk more than including avoid the shiesh achrei avoida? Says Tosfos, since by including avoid the siluk, we will be including the avoid of Trumas Hadeshen, which, as we have been explaining, was the first avoid that took place every day, and was therefore a very significant avoid. Therefore, Levi wants to be marred with that avoid more than anything else. But the Rishonim ask, Trumas Hadeshen is an avoid, Shiyesh Achrei Avoida, because after the Trumas Hadeshen was removed from the Mizbeach, it had to be placed, as we've been explaining, near the Keves. And Levi agrees that Avoida Shiesh Achrei Avoida Azor is not chayiv for. So Rishonim offer two terutzim. One terutz is that when the Gemara says here Trumas Hadeshen, it means the entire Trumas Hadeshen. It doesn't only mean the removing of the ash. It also means the removing of the ash and placing it by the Keves. Or another teretz given is that the halacha is that only the Trumas Hadeshen has to be done by a kohen. The actual placing down of those of that ash could be actually done by a zar. But then the Rishonim ask a different question, that the Trumas Hadeshen is an avoida shiesh achrei avoida, because after the Trumas Hadeshen was done, there was the haitzah station, removing ash from the heap on the Mizbeach. So it's an avoid the Shiesh Achrei Avoida. And Levi agrees that an avoid the Shiesh Achrei Avoida, a Zor, is not Chai Misa. So I saw two answers to that question also. One answer is, as we explained yesterday, that some Rishonim hold that not every day was there necessarily Haitzah Station done. Haitzah Station was only done when the heap on the Mizbeach got too high. So since it wasn't always necessarily done, so it's not avoid the Shiesh Achrei Avoida. Who says that the Tzoras Hadeshen will in fact take place? Another answer I saw is that it's not the same ash on which Trumas Hadeshen is done as the same ash on which Tzoras Hadeshen is done. The ash that's used for Trumas Hadeshen is put on the side of Mizbeach. The ash that's used for Tzoras Hadeshen is ash that's removed from the Azor entirely. When do we say a concept of Avoida Shiesh Achrei Avoida? When we're dealing with the exact same item. For example, we spoke about the Shechita and the Kabbalah and the Halacha being Avoida Shiesh Achrei Avoida. Why? Because the same blood that is we receive by the Shechita, by the Kabbalah, the Halacha, the Zrika. That's why it's Avoida Shiesh Achrei Avoida. Here it's not the same ash that's used for Trumas Hadeshen and is also used for Haitzah Hadeshen. Actually, it's very different ash. And that's why Trumas Hadeshen is not considered Avoida Shiesh Achrei Avoida. For Rav, why will Rav say we use the Pasuk of the extra words L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach to teach us? Rav says that those words come to teach us Hahu Lasuya Sheva Azor Shebefnim. It comes to include that various carbon chattis were chattis pnimius, where the blood was sprinkled inside the Beis HaMikdash, for example, by the Par Koin HaMashiach, Par Helm Dovah Shel Tzibur, the Par V'Sor Shel Yom Kippurim, the Sor Avoid Zorah. So since and all of these kabonis, the blood was sprinkled inside the Beis HaMikdash, V'Sheva Metzora, Similarly, the halacha is that when somebody became a tzaira, when he goes through his purification process, he has to bring a loig of olive oil, and the kohen sprinkles some of this oil 7 times in the heichal, or some say it's sprinkled on the azara, or some say it's sprinkled on the shayar nikner. The Torah is coming to include that for these avoidus, azara is chayv misa. And why, say the Rishonim, do we have to have a special limud? So Rashi says, because they're not actually sprinkled on the Mizbeach. They were sprinkled in many of these situations in different areas. So they were sprinkled on the Parochus in much of the situations. That's why we need a special limud. The Tosfos Yerushalmi learns, because the sprinkling on the Parochus was only the first step. First, the blood of these chatos was sprinkled on the Parochus, and then the rest of the blood was sprinkled on the Mizbeach. So therefore I would say it's avoida shyesh achre avoida, and Rav says an avoida shyesh achre avoida, there's no chiv when a zar does it, no chiv misa. That's why I need a limud. Why taka is it not an avoida shyesh achre avoida? So again, the Rishonim used the same concept that we just spoke about a moment ago. It's not the same blood that's sprinkled on the Parochus that's sprinkled on the Mizbeach. Obviously, you can't use the same blood twice. And therefore, it's not considered an avoida shyesh achre avoida. The Rishonim ask, a zar is not allowed to go into the Kodesh anyway. So if a Zohar went into the Kodesh, even before he did the avoid of sprinkling this dam on the Parochus, he would be Chayiv Misa for going into the Kodesh. So why do I need a Pasuk to tell us that he's Chayiv Misa for doing the avoida? He's Chayiv Misa for going into the Kodesh. So the Rishonim answered that the Gemara is speaking about a situation, the Pasuk is speaking about a situation where the Zohar went into the Kodesh B'shogig. So for going into the Kodesh, he's not Chayiv Misa, but he is Chayiv Misa for doing this avoid if he did it b'menezet. V'Levi, where will Levi know that the Sheva Azar Shebefnim or Shebemetzoyra, there's a Chayiv Misa v'Azar does it? He says from the word, the Torah uses two words, Dvar v'Chol Dvar. So one word comes to teach us the Sheva Azar Shebefnim and Metzoyra, and one comes to add avoid the Silik. V'Rav, he doesn't agree that those are considered two separate limudim. Ask the Gemara, Veima, perhaps the way to learn Pshat in the Pasuk is L'chol Dvar Mizbeach Klal. We have many times a way of learning is a Klal Prat. And the rule is Klal Prat, when you have first a general rule, and then you have a detail, and B'chlal El Masha B'frat. The detail comes to define the rule. So it says L'chol Dvar Mizbeach Klal. Avoids Matana Prat. We have a rule Klal Prat when we have a generalization and then a detail. Hey, B'chlal Elamash B'frat, we have to follow the detail. And the detail tells us avoids Matana in strictly an avoid of application. Avoid the silik where something is removed, like that Ramas Adreshen Loi. So how could Levi say that there's a chiyuv misa for zar does the trumas adeshin? Answers the Gemara Amakra ulimbayis ulpreiches bavadatem. The Torah says this din inside the kodesh hakadoshim. That's where, says the Gemara, and mebayis lepreiches in the kodesh hakadoshim. That's where the halach is. Who da avoidus matan of alay avoidus silik? That a zar is only chayiv when he doesn't avoidus matan and not an avoidus silik. But if it's outside in the Azara by the Mizbeach, afilu avoid the silik. Then you'll be chayiv even for Trumas Hadeshen, which is an avoid of removal. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, if that's the way we're going to explain the Pasuk, say Bavadatem, that we learn from the word Avadatem, that there is no chayiv misa. I should say, when does that then apply? Strictly El Mibes Lepavroiches, only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where the halacha will be. Who da avoid the time of Eloi avoid the Sheish Achre Avoida? That you only chayiv for a final step and a concluding Avoida. Not an Avoida that has a follow up Avoida. Habachutz, in the Azara, I will say, perhaps, Levi will hold, that a fil avoida sheish achri avoida, even an avoida which is not a concluding avoida, there should be a chiyuv. Answers the Gemara, since the Torah uses the word ve'avadata, with that extra vav, which comes to add, include, hada arvi klaw, what the Torah is trying to say, the Torah is trying to link and say that the din of avoida sheish achri avoida, that in order for the zar to be chai misa, it has to be an avoida which is a concluding avoida, applies both inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and outside. Ask the Gvur Sari, why do I need a pasuk to teach us that an avoida in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Azar is chayiv? No one was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, only the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. So he's anyway chayiv misa, the Zor, who went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Answers the Gvur Sari, that the Gemara Masechta Menachos says that the only time someone is chayiv misa for entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim is if he follows the same route and same path that the Kohen Gadol takes when he does the avoida on Yom Kippur. Following any other route, although certainly is us to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there is no chayiv misa. And that's what happened here, that the Yisrael went in to do the avoida not following that path. So there's no chiyuv misa for going to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the Gemara is teaching us that there will be a chiyuv misa if he does the avoda. So, as we've been learning, there are three areas. There's the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where Levi agrees that a zar is only chiyuv misa if he does an avoda she'en achre avoda, concluding avoda. And it also has to be an avoid of matana, an avoid of application. For example, if he took something out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he took the pan of the Torah outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's not chayiv. In the Azorah on the Mizbeach, Levi holds that he's chayiv even for avoid of silik, that's why he's chayiv for Trumas Teshen. But he's not chayiv for avoid of Shiesh Achre Avoida, for Avoida that's not a concluding Avoida. But now the Gemara wants to know what's going to be the din according to Levi in the Kodesh, in the Heichel. Is it like the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Does it have the din of like the Kodesh HaKadoshim regarding what the din of a Zor doing Avoida? Or does it have a din like the Azorah? By Rava, Avoida Silik Beheichel. Doing an Avoida which removes removal in the Kodesh. Mahu, what will Levi hold? Do we say lefnima damina lehu, that it has a din like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore Zohar will not be chayiv misa? Or lechutma damina lehu, or is it considered like the Azara, and if a Zohar does such an avoid in the Kodesh, he will rechmal etzlam be chayiv misa? Answers the Gemara Hadapashta, who resolved the question, mi beis, ulu mi beis. And Torah didn't just say mi beis, it said ulu mi beis. So the extra ula comes to teach us that this din, that a Zohar is not chayiv for avoid the siluk, doesn't only apply in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it applies in the Kodesh also. Elamata asked the Gemara, according to this line of reasoning, Zohar shesidus ha-shulchan, if a Zohar put the lechem upon him on the shulchan, lechayiv, he should be chayiv, because it's an avoidus matana. Why isn't that included in the group of items that were mentioned that a Zohar is chayiv for doing? Answers the Gemara, ikas sida b'zichin, because it's not the final step avoida, because after putting in the lechem upon him, you have to put on the b'zichei levoina on top of the shulchan. Ask the Rishonim, but according to what we've been explaining, the b'zichin and the lechem are two separate items. So, as far as the lechem upon him is concerned, after the lechem upon him is put on, that's the final avoida. So, Rishonim answer, we don't look at from a perspective of the show of the lechem or the bezichim. The perspective is the shulchan. And for, as far as the perspective from the shulchan, when the lechem is put down, it's not the final avoida, because after it, we still have to put down the bezichim. So, says the Gemara, so okay, so it should be chayiv after you put the bezichin, if the Zohar puts the bezichin. Answers the Gemara, ikas silik v'aktara. After you put down the bread, the levoina has to be removed and it has to be burnt. So it's not putting down the levoina, the bezichin is not considered a final step avoida. Ask the Gemara. Zohar should see that as a menorah. Every morning, the lamps from the Avodah, that's the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara, the lamps from the menorah were removed, cleaned, and then put back on. So ask the Gemara, Zohar should see this as a menorah. If a Zohar puts those lamps back into the menorah, l'chayiv, he should be chayiv. Answers the Gemara, it's not a concluding step, because it can need sinus psila. The wick has to be put in afterwards. So ask the Gemara, nasim psila l'chayiv. So if the Zohar put in the wick, he should be chayiv. Answers the Gemara, it's still not a final step, because it can have seen a shemen. The oil has to put in. Answers the Gemara, nasim shemen l'chayiv. So, okay, so he should be chayiv if he put in the oil. Says the Gemara, it's still not a final step, because ikad loka, he has to light the menorah. Ask the Gemara, okay, so hidlik l'chayiv. So when he lights the menorah, he should be chayiv. Answers the Gemara, hadloka lav avoidahi. Havlok is not considered an avoider. And the Rishonim give a number of reasons why it's not considered an avoider. Some say because fire is a dovah shem b'mamish, fire is not considered a tangible item. Others say that the fire really goes mostly by itself. Others explain that the chiv of lighting the menorah is not that there's a chiv to light the menorah. Rather, what the Torah wants is that this is the way Aruch Lener explains, what the Torah wants is that the menorah should be lit. It's not that there's a specific mitzvah to light the menorah, and that therefore there's a chiv if a zar does it. And what's the proof? The proof is when the Torah discusses lighting the menorah, the words the Torah uses are b'haloyscha sanayrus. The Torah doesn't say b'adlikcha, lighting the menorah, it uses the word b'haloyscha. Why does the Torah use that terminology? Because the Torah is teaching us that we want the menorah lit, but the lighting is not the mitzvah. But ask the Rishonim, if we're saying that hadloka lav avoidehi, and that's why the Zohar is not chayif, so then we should go one back and say that putting in the oil is a concluding avoida for which a Zohar should be chayif. Why is a Zohar not chayif for putting in the oil? So Rishonim explain that even though the lighting of the menorah is not an avoida, it's not enough of an avoida to be considered an avoida that the chiv of a Zohar does it. But it is considered enough of an avoida to say that the putting in the oil prior to that is not the final step, because the final step is lighting. Another teretz is that since putting in the oil, the purpose, the goal of putting in the oil is to light the menorah, so if lighting the menorah is not considered an avoda, then putting in the oil with the entire purpose of putting in the oil is only for the lighting, can certainly not be considered an avoda. Ask the Gemara. V'loy, is lighting something not considered an avoda? V'atanya, the Brisa says, V'nosnu b'nei kaharim eish al mizbeach, the kaharim should put fire on the mizbeach, v'orchu eitzim el eish. And the Torah tells us they should arrange the wood upon the fire. Teaches us the Brisa, limer ha'atzosas al yisa. It comes to teach us that kindling the chips that they had, that if the fire went out, they used to have such chips that they put on. Shaloi te el b'kayin kosher. It must be done by a kayin kosher, or b'kli sharos, then he has to be wearing the dalad big day kuhuna. But if we're saying that putting on a fire is not considered an avoida, why is it required that a kayin wearing the dalad begodim do it? Answers the Gemara, hatzosus alias avoidehi. Lighting the chips is an avoida. Hadlaka, however, just putting on the menorah, lav avoidehi. And the Farshim explained that this is a much more difficult job, and that's why it's considered an avoider. So now the question is, if it's considered a difficult job and it's an avoider, why isn't the halacha that if a zar does it, there's a chiv misa? So the Tosfos Yeshanim answers that since after lighting the chip, there's a halacha putting on the shnei gzirei etzim, putting on the two logs of wood, so it's an avoider sheyesh achrei avoider. And therefore, the zar will not be chayiv misa. Another answer given is that even though it's considered a tircha, and it's considered something significant, it's still fire, which is davish ein by mamish, and that's why zar is not chayif. Ask the Gemara, elamata zar should see the samarocha. If a zar arranged the wood on the mizbeach lechayiv, it should be considered an avoida. Answered the Gemara, ikasidish neigzirates. After the marocha set up, the two logs of wood have to be put on. So says the Gemara, so that's why putting the marocha is an avoida sheshachre avoida. Ask the Gemara, sidish neigzirim lechayiv. So at least if somebody puts on the two, if a zar puts on those two logs, should be chayiv. Answered the Gemara, ikasidah avorim. Since afterwards you have to put on the limbs, that's why it's considered avoid the sheish achra avoid. Attack for putting on the limbs, which is aktara, we will be chayv. Would be chayv if he did it. Chas v'shalom. Ask the Gemara. You're saying that sidish shneig zira eitzim azor is not chayiv. Ask the Gemara. Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zor shesidish shneig zira eitzim is chayiv. Answers the Gemara. There's a machlokes. Bahopli. Marsav Rabbi Yochanan holds avoid the tamihi. Putting on the two blocks of wood is not related to putting on the Ivarim afterwards. So since it's not related, says Reb Yochanan, it's an avoida tama, and it's an avoida smatana, and a zar would be chayv if he did it. And the other man, on the other hand, holds lav avoidahi, because it's only a prelude to putting on the Ivarim, so it's an avoida sheyesh achrei avoida, and a zar would not be chayv. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavosu the Rav, we learned on a brisa like Rav Shita, and Tanya Kavosu the Levi, we learned on a brisa like Levi Shita. Tanya Kavosu the Rav, avoida shazor chayv la misa, zrikastam, throwing the blood, bein lefnim, whether it's inside, whether it's in the Mizbeach, whether it's in the Kodesh, bein lefnei lefnim, or it's in the Kodesh HaGadoshim, v'amaza b'chattas oif, somebody who sprinkles the blood of a bird chattas, v'amatsa, or somebody squeezes v'amakta or burns oil sa'if. The Rishonim say we did not include squeezing the blood out of a chatas sa'if, because squeezing the blood out of a chatas sa'if is la ma'akev, but the evidence not required. V'amnasach shlosh lugamayim, if somebody pours three lugam of wine, water, or shlugas yayin on sukkis, or three lugam yayin during the year, those are all, according to Rav, avoiders for which Azor is chayif. Tanya kavasit Levi, there's a brice like Levi, avoiders Azor chayif lemisen, hameirim is adeshin, so it says clearly that there's a chiv misa, the Azor does the trumas adeshin, v'shevas Azor shebefnim, the sprinkling that were done by the chatis apnimius, v'shebemetzoru, or the sprinkling by metzoru, v'mal agavol mizbeach, somebody who's marked on the mizbeach, bein dava kosher, whether it's something that belongs on the Mizbeach for burning, bein dav apostle. The way most Rishonim explain dav apostle, the halacha is that many items, even though they should not be put on the Mizbeach, the halacha is an olu, if they were put on the Mizbeach lo yeradu, they're not removed, and therefore, if a zar even put something which is apostle on the Mizbeach, since the halacha is an olu lo yeradu, there's a chiv misa if a zar does it. There's a chiv misa if a zar does it.